We're back! After a little bit of a hiatus, we are back with episode 46. You okay, Kitty?
Yeah,
the wine went down the wrong way.
It did.
Yeah, it's going to be a good podcast, everyone. Anyway, so we're going to start out talking about the latest episode or the latest season of American Horror Story, and it looks so creepy. The clowns have come
super
out.
Super creepy. We're also learning a little bit about the next season of Game of Thrones. Two characters aren't going to be in it, and we'll tell you which ones they are.
And we're going to talk The Walking Dead and why Andrew Lincoln says this season is going to be tough.
Brutal.
Brutal.
His words.
Quote, brutal. But tough for the audience. Anyway, this is A Gallon of Gay. Hi, guys. We're back.
We're back.
We did try a podcast a week or so ago, a video podcast, but it didn't.
Neither of us have time to edit
that. Right. Or figure it out.
Yeah, so. Eventually we will, but...
We will.
Yeah. So.
It was a good one, too, but...
It was a good one.
Talked about True Blood and other
and
things.
The Emmys
but,
and
the Emmys.
That sort of thing. This is episode 46, by the way.
Episode 46.
I had to look it up because I couldn't remember.
I'm Mick, and of course that's
Kitty.
Who's half in the bag. She's only had a half a glass of wine and from her cobbler. Is it cobbler? That's a cob.
What like are you a, talking about?
Isn't it cob? What is that?
What are you talking about?
I have
about?
No idea. Maybe I'm the one half in the bag.
What are you
goblet.
Goblet.
Goblet. Where I got cobbler.
I was playing
Smurfville and the blueberries, and I was thinking cobbler.
What are you
I apologize.
Cobbler.
Because I want a blueberry cobbler so bad. Anyway, yes, I play Smurfville or whatever the hell it's called. But I also play Star Wars Commander, which isn't helping my case.
Yeah, it doesn't help. It's like, that's not
but
much better.
My rebel base is building as we speak.
Good
so my headquarters
Good
is getting updated. You know, we don't have really much TV to watch.
That's true.
I've
that's
finished
true.
Orphan Black. I'm in a good spot. This is a very busy week
it
for
has
me.
It's been very busy for both of us, but and you especially. You've got a big big debut coming up, so.
Debut in 2 days. Our new show launches, and I know that
yeah,
I
so
have
you need,
to
you need those
relax.
Mercs to help your mind get off of it.
Boy, do I ever. And which sucks, because for the last 3 months... Not to say we've been coasting along, but we've been kind of getting in the groove, and then all of a sudden, bam,
yeah.
Oh shit, it's here. So, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I just have to make sure that I'm going to...
You guys are going to be great. I know you're already doing a great job, so yeah.
The NyQuil. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you've already launched your show.
Yeah, we've been running for almost 2 months now. It's getting better. Every day's getting better. So, you know, we're learning what works and what doesn't, and really enjoying it. It's a lot different than... What I used to do.
Right.
But it's fun, and I enjoy it, so.
Better schedule, better everything.
Better schedule, more creative, more fun.
Right.
Still a lot of challenges, as there always are, but a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're only now a couple weeks away from...
TV starts again!
Premiere
My favorite
week.
Time of the year!
I know. I hate this time of year because summer is over, and this summer, I don't feel like we got a summer.
No.
I feel cheated.
Well, we did get cheated out of summer. Thank you, Midwest weather.
I know. I don't... Like...
I think there were two pool days that I can think of that were actually hot enough to...
Right.
Like...
Right.
Feel like summer.
I know. And I know for everyone out there, everyone doesn't like summer,
yeah.
But hey... That's what makes, if you have a really bad summer, I think it's great, but other people think a bad summer, then you can appreciate fall even more.
Exactly. And I do love fall, but I'm
I do too. I love fall. That is my favorite
but
season.
I just wish we could have gotten a little bit more summer.
Right. Me too.
Instead of...
Me too. Because, again, I can appreciate this weather a little
yes.
bit better instead of just like 90 degrees
do, yeah, I
the
do,
other day.
I love hot weather, and it's what I grew up with, and so, you know.
Right.
I like it being blazing hot for, you know, at least a couple weeks straight.
Me.
You know?
Well, maybe a month or so.
Month.
But we really didn't have that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. Oh, well. So.
Oh, well. That's all right. At least TV's starting. I'm going to have to... My DVR is going to get a workout because I have so much TV to watch.
Well, speaking
so
of...
So many shows.
So many shows. All right. Speaking of TV, let's get into some TV news.
TV news.
News.
one of our favorites coming back next month, October 7th? No, 8th. 7th is Supernatural. 8th is
Eighth is We're American only 5 Horror minutes Story. In, she got Supernatural in.
Of course they
right
did.
Right away.
American Horror Story Freak Show comes out next month, and it is living up to its name, apparently, because they put out a couple of teasers recently, within the past week, and it shows scary, crazy, murderous clowns. Very terrifying.
Just what I want to see. I hate clowns, and these are killer clowns.
These are scary killer clowns like It. Like the movie It. For those of you who have seen it, you know exactly what we're talking about. Pennywise the Clown. Very reminiscent of that. So, yeah, I'm pretty creeped out by it. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm really excited to see this season, because I think just by these teasers, like, I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it really
is. It's
going
to be hard to watch.
And there was an article about someone was talking to Jessica Lange about, oh, this is your last season. She's like, who told you that? So it's like, what? Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Is there hope?
Mm.
There might be.
Don't toy with us, Jessica.
I know, please don't. And, I mean, congratulations to her, Kathy Bates.
Yeah, Kathy Bates won. No, there was just them. I think it was just two? Kathy Bates and Jessica won.
On their Emmy wins.
Yeah, thank God, which they really needed. So, yeah. Yeah. And Kathy Bates looked so excited, like surprised when she actually won. She looked really, really surprised, so...
She's a good actress, then.
Yes. They're all good actresses.
Because she shouldn't have been surprised.
I know, right? But that was a tough category she's in, though. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, October, we're only about, about a month away.
Yeah. What's today? It's the 6th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just about a month away. Oh, my God.
And I love the poster that
the posters. That's what I was just about to mention. The posters that they put out. They look real good.
Mm-hmm.
They have the whole cast there.
And so we can kind of see who our main characters are. Obviously, Jessica Lange, Sarah Paulson, Kathy Bates, mm-hmm. the bearded lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Angela Bassett and Frances Conroy. God, I love her.
I do, too.
Evan Peters, Michael Chiklis. And I think there's some others over there that we might know, but... It's not the best quality of this poster. But anyway, it looks like we're in for a treat.
Yep. I think it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Yeah, it is going to be good. So, looks like if the clowns are any indication, I probably won't be watching this show by myself.
That's all right. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
We can watch it together and be terrified together.
And we can tweet again.
I know, we can tweet.
Because then there are commercials.
I know. We can tweet and then we can do a podcast after.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's going to be good.
So look forward to that, y'all.
Right. And also in October, we have The Walking Dead back.
Walking Dead, it's the same week. That's a big week in TV, in my TV schedule land. Please. Tuesday, Supernatural, like as I mentioned before. Then Wednesday's American Horror Story, and then that Sunday is Walking Dead. So, yeah, Walking Dead, and this season apparently is going to be really intense and really dark and really brutal, as Andrew Lincoln said in an article recently. So,
how can you get more?
I know it was so intense last season, especially in the second half. It was so intense.
Well, and that scene with Rick and Michonne and Carl and Daryl.
Oh, I know. I know. I don't know if I have the heart to... I can't handle this.
Right. I mean,
I can just remember the intensity of last season. Like, you just... On your, you know, mm-hmm. edge of your seat, so...
Well, and then they also announced that they picked up the companion.
The companion series, right? Pilot?
Companion series. So it'll mm-hmm. be interesting to see how that's going to fit in and what is exactly going to be about.
I know, I am interested.
How's it going to play into the show that's already established?
I wonder.
So.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting. I'll definitely give that show a shot. Yeah.
And I mean, is it going to be on the same night?
I know.
That's a lot.
I don't think they should do it the same night, right? I think that's too much. Maybe. Yeah. So.
They need to spread it out in their schedule.
Yeah, they do.
Just so. Because I mean, What, I mean, do you have to watch the companion series to watch The Walking Dead?
I bet you don't. I bet, I mean, I'm sure
there
it'll
has
be
to
like
be
a,
some kind of connection.
I'm sure there'll be connections for people who do watch Walking Dead, you know, but I bet, I mean, I'm sure it'll be much, you know, if I think about it, it'll probably be its own show with its nods to The Walking Dead, like most spinoffs are. So you don't necessarily have to watch the original.
One, two,
yeah. I don't know. Just my thought, but yeah.
Just your thought. Okay, let's talk about Game of Thrones. So this is something that we talked about on our Game of Thrones podcast, the final, on the finale, how there were some characters, their stories pretty much from in the book, if you go by the book, kind of ended where we were last season in the show. And two of those characters, spoiler alert, it's Hodor and Bran.
Yeah, they're not going to be in season 5.
They're not going to be in season 5. And it makes me wonder, how do you pick that back up a season or two from now?
That's
because Bran is going to get older.
Yeah.
And is it, are we, is that going to be explained?
That's,
I don't think they can recast him.
No, and that's the, unless if they pick it up in the next couple of seasons, let's say season 6 or 7 or whatever, and he's, we're doing a time jump, we'd obviously we'd have to, because I mean, then they'd have to do all the other stuff in flashbacks,
right?
You know, so.
Or, I mean, maybe you can explain it through these children that he's, right.
Magic.
Right, I mean.
I don't know.
I mean, if it's.
I'm a little disappointed they did that, because they spilled so much of last season building up to this moment where he meets this guy in the tree, and now we're not gonna see anything about it next season. You know, now he's finally there, and I want to know what the hell what's happening. You know, and I know in the books that's kind of how it ends too, or his storyline so far. You know, so
or I mean, why couldn't they have ended it after he almost ran into Jon?
Yeah,
or did. And then just end that history. Okay, they went on. And then pick up the rest. Because there's so much that went on.
I know. I mean, there's
And there are other things. Obviously, they could have added to that final episode, which everyone is expecting. They totally could have added other things. So,
I don't like this idea of them just skipping over Bran's storyline completely. I mean,
well, they're not skipping over it.
I know.
There's nothing more.
I know in the books, but I mean, I'm just... You're going to wait for George to finish writing before you bring him back? Like, at this point, I would just be like, let the writers come up with something.
Well, they're going
to
have to after next season, so.
I don't know. It's just very disappointing.
Yeah.
Because it's actually very interesting.
And no Hodor.
Happened. I know, no Hodor either, which, yeah, you know, he's like the bright spot.
Yeah, he is. Did you see actually, George R. R. Martin has a great sense of humor. He had sent a tweet out saying that he was stuck on one page. And then he just decided to let Hodor, it'd be a story about Hodor. And all it was Hodor, 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 like for a whole page. And like, Hodor question, you know, question mark, ellipses, Hodor. You know, like,
that's
it was
funny.
Pretty funny. But it's like, okay, George, we get it. You're funny, whatever. Get working on these effing books. Like, come on, you're doing all these other things. Ugh. Seriously.
People are waiting on you, George.
But, I mean, HBO doesn't... I guess they just don't care anymore, because they're like, hey, we know where the shit it's all headed. We just have to fill in the blanks.
Yeah. I know. Whatever.
Right. Nothing more you can do.
That's true. There's nothing you can do about it. And George said, revealed who his favorite character is.
Right. He has time to do other interviews.
I know.
But anyway, spoiler alert, he revealed his favorite character is Tyrion.
Tyrion.
And I thought we reported about how Peter Dinklage knows how the series is going to end.
Yes, he does.
So that just makes me
wonder. Makes you wonder.
Right.
Tyrion's his favorite.
It's favorite.
He told Peter Dinklage what was going to happen.
Right. So that kind of means...
So that means Tyrion's going to... Somehow, I think he's going to be one of the people who make it to the end, I imagine.
Maybe. Or at least he'll be there at the end.
Yeah, in some way.
Right.
But I would say he's one of my favorite characters, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
He's one of the
better
ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with the actor. I don't think it necessarily has
a
lot to do with the character.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter Dinklage is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, I think that bodes well for...
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It does bode well.
So, and we do know that, you know, his story continues for the most part. But I know there's a lull in season six, or book five, whatever book we're on.
I think it's five, right?
Five.
He's working on six. That yeah.
Most of the main characters are not in book five.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I just don't... There's no way that can translate into the series, right? Yeah.
There's no way.
Because people will not like that if you don't have their favorite characters right. every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So, well. That's for them to worry about.
That's exactly.
We will just enjoy it.
And then we'll just criticize it when they get it wrong. That's exactly. what the internet's for.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. We'll just talk badly about it.
Well, this next piece of news, I don't feel like I'm going to criticize too much. They're still in the process of casting the next season of True Detective.
Yeah. Still trying to figure it out.
The latest speculation is Rachel McAdams,
which I would love. Right. I would be okay with because I love her so much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, there's just been so much. When are they going to announce who it is? I mean, come on. They have to be close to shooting production, right?
I mean, if they keep this up, I mean, we're not going to get True Detective till next
fall. Yeah. That's what I'm. It's like. It feels like it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they better get on board with that soon.
So we have Rachel McAdams. And there were a couple others that.
There have been so many names thrown out there, and now I can't remember who it was, who's been speculated about.
I mean, there have been so many people.
So many names. Jessica Chastain at one point was rumored.
Oh, yeah. But didn't they say that it was going to be a guy and a girl? So maybe Jessica Chastain dropped out and they were...
Elizabeth Moss and Michelle Forbes have been also rumored
my God,
to
Michelle
be in this.
Forbes.
I know, I would love to see Michelle Forbes in this.
Seriously. Battlestar Galactica, Kitty.
I know, I need to watch it.
Seriously, she is in it. And oh my
God. Oh yeah, that's right. Colin Farrell and Taylor Kitsch have been rumored that they might be in this.
Taylor Kitsch.
Vince Vaughn, too?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I saw that
one,
too.
I didn't know that.
Taylor Kitsch and Rachel McAdams. That would be good.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with that. I just wish they would make up their minds on it.
Oh my gosh. Michelle.
I'm really tired of hearing about all these rumors. Michelle Forbes would be awesome.
Orphan Black.
I hope there's more of her in season 3 of Orphan Black.
Oh yeah.
Because there wasn't a lot of her in season 2.
Right.
And she's great.
Oh my gosh. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I finally finished it.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh. So good. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I knew because I didn't binge watch Orphan Black like everyone else has. But I just happened to see a headline and I'm like, fuck. I know what's going to happen at the end. But the great thing is, I kept expecting this character that I knew that was going to be popping up.
Mm-hmm.
I expected it to be Felix.
Yes.
And it wasn't Felix.
It wasn't Felix.
It was,
I don't remember his name.
Right.
Weird guy who's in the cult.
He was in the cult.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, as we were leading up to the final minutes, it's like, why are we seeing him get married to that crazy chick?
Yeah.
I'm like, and she's carrying the clone babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the big... And then,
you know, and then it all made sense.
Then it all fell together because he is, you know, a bigger name actor, and he wouldn't have just taken this bit part on Orphan Black. So now it's all like...
I was pretty surprised about it. I mean, I knew they... For a minute, I thought it was going to be Paul, but then it wasn't. So,
well, the only
I was pretty
reason,
surprised by it.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't think it was
Well, because he's
Paul,
a monitor, so I guess...
Because he's a monitor.
Yeah, you're right. But.
Right. Ari Millen. That's the name of our...
I think he's...
And then going back, the scenes with Sarah, you know, it's like, oh, like in the restaurant kind of, you know, like,
oh yeah.
But it's like, does he know? Like, you know,
no.
Sarah didn't know.
Yeah. I don't think he knows.
Right.
Cause I mean, I don't think he knows. Right. It doesn't seem like he would.
Yeah. But yeah, it all is like, oh my gosh, that was a great.
I agree.
Great twist.
And then the whole clone dance party was fun too.
That really was fun. Wasn't it fun?
That was such a good scene.
And I watched the making of it, and it was so.
I listened to an interview with her on EW Radio at some point, she was telling me that I guess she has a body double who stands in, you know, when she has to play out. Mm-hmm. And she said she and her are like really good friends, and that sounds like that's so much fun. God, I love this show.
I know she's why doesn't
it get the recognition it deserves?
Right.
Talking to you, mm-hmm. Academy.
Yeah, it's so good, and I loved how they ended the season with the relationship between Allison and Donnie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean,
I know.
They're such a really cool couple.
I know.
They are.
I didn't always like Donnie, but then when he found out about everything, I really like him now.
And Donnie is more attractive to me.
I know, right?
For some reason. I'm like, why is that?
I was like, I do like you, Donnie.
I know.
You're not as dumb as I thought you were.
Let's go back and watch those underwear scenes again. Because he's in his underwear. He's in his underwear a lot.
Yes, he is.
A lot. For a guy that you normally wouldn't see in his underwear on a TV
show.
You're
right.
Usually you would be seeing,
Paul in his underwear, which would be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, And that little girl that plays Kira.
I love her. I know.
Oh my goodness.
This whole show.
She's a fantastic little actress.
She's great. And I wonder what's going to happen more with her because, it's such a good show.
Yeah, that is a good show. So if you guys haven't watched Orphan Black,
I highly recommend it. Yeah.
They're only, season 2 just ended, so you can definitely go back and get caught up.
And it's on BBC America, so. Mm-hmm.
BBC America and
you can. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, that's where I watched the first season. Season 2 with Time Warner is on demand.
Yeah, so if you have BBC America on demand, that's usually underneath the, is it Prime? No, it's not Prime Time, it's under Entertainment on Demand, that's where you'll find it. Where they have all those other channels.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it
highly recommended. Go and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't regret it.
Right.
No.
All right. Let's talk about our
Mindy Project. So they put out a new teaser for it, and it's Mindy Kaling, and she was talking about, I guess, the first episode. She and Danny are gonna have sex, and it's super awkward, which is gonna be really funny. I think
is good. That's
I liked how last season ended. I loved the season finale, but it felt like a series finale to me.
Right, kind of like Parks and Rec.
Like Parks and Rec, exactly.
Which I'm catching up on, but I know about Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
without watching it. I know it did.
Yeah, it felt like a series finale to me the way they ended it. But you know, I guess maybe they did that just in case. But
yeah.
It was good. And so, I love the show so much. So I
thought they already had sex, though.
No, they hadn't had sex yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess I just figured because they were coupling them up and whatever. But yeah, that makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the two together. I'm just worried that...
I know. I'm
creatively
afraid.
For the show that...
I don't know.
The majority of times when shows do that... They jumped the shark.
Exactly, they jumped the shark.
But I will say, Castle on ABC, that wasn't the case. They hooked them up in season 2 or 3.
I'm trying to think some other examples where it works sometimes, and I can't think of any, but, you know. Yeah. Well, I know it does work.
You finished your wine, so I'm sure you're not going to remember your name by the end of this.
That's probably true.
Cheers! Well, you're finished now.
I am finished.
Well,
when we get to our movie news, we can take a break and I'll talk some more. So let's get through this TV news quickly. I'm joking.
Hey, well, you talk about Mindy.
I love Mindy Project. I mean, she's...
Have you read the book yet? Yeah. Or listened to it?
No, I haven't listened to it, but I've read her book.
Oh, it's so good.
I like to read books.
I like to listen to them talk.
No, I like to listen to stuff, too. I just haven't downloaded it. Hey, and Amy Poehler's book comes out in October.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to have to buy that one and read that one for sure. But, yeah, I don't remember. I don't know if I've seen when Mindy Project starts. I imagine it's into this month. Let me have some look-sees.
Yeah, take a look there.
Let me see. Because I'm sure.
Speaking of books, I know I've talked about this, but Tina Fey's book.
September 16th. It's a week after next.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, it's so close.
You're not going to have time to finish it before the new season start.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, boy. I need to finish Gone Girl.
Yes, you do. It's so good. Like I told you, there's a big twist in the middle, and the ending's crazy. You're going to enjoy it. God, I can't wait. You got until October 3rd to finish that, because that's when the movie comes out. Because we're going to go see the movie.
Well, maybe I'll start tonight before bed.
Oh, good. Yeah, good idea. We'll okay, so that's mini projects. September 16th. I got to put a reminder on my phone so I remember.
mini project? I thought that was the time that... I thought you were looking up when Amy Poehler's book was coming
out. No, I was... talking about that's when why I was confused. Mini project starts.
Oh.
I thought that's
so that's a week before. Gotham starts on the 22nd. Yeah, 22nd.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's all coming together.
Oh my god. Okay, so this is right up your alley. They're probably making, they're working on a Supergirl TV show made by the people who did
Why
Arrow.
Would that be up my alley?
Because you like superheroes.
Yeah, I do. But I don't know. I mean, I guess they did it for Smallville.
WB's working on it. It's from the...
For the CW?
EP of Arrow, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it says WB. I know it's a CW, but why does it say... Right. Oh, Warner Brothers TV.
Yeah.
So it'll be CW, so... Oh.
That'll be interesting.
So I'm
sure... If they can get that developed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the movies, there's no sign of suit. Actually, I think in Man of Steel, you didn't see that, but there was another pod or something. And I think blog that was dedicated to the Easter eggs you might have missed in Man of Steel. And that was one of them, how they might have left the door open for Supergirl to show up sooner or later and kick Superman's ass.
Mm, okay.
For being a dickhead. So, add that to your movies you need to see.
I know.
The Avenger, Captain America.
I know. I have so much TV, though. I just love I like TV. I'm really into TV. I like movies, too, but...
Nowhere.
I don't know.
All right.
Speaking of TV, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, right. You're hooked.
I'm hooked.
And I remember telling you that you should watch that.
I know. And it wasn't that I wasn't... Ago. I didn't want to watch it. I just never got around to it. It wasn't, I remember watching the first episode when it came on and I liked it. I just didn't follow up with it. But now I'm obsessed with it completely. Like,
you really are.
I love it. Love, love, love it. So, and I'm excited for next season because they're going to bring Frozen around. And
you love Frozen.
I do.
Let it go, Kat. Let
it go. You know, the movie I didn't really care for that much. I mean, the movie was cute, but I didn't love it like I thought I would.
Yeah.
I wasn't blown away by like most people are. But the music's great. I do like the music. So, anyway, it'll be fun. It's just fun to see how they interweave all of these fairy tales and
legends
and that sort of thing. Yeah, so.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, God, there's so many. I really like Rumpelstiltskin. Mm-hmm. He's great. I like Regina. Mm-hmm. I like Emma. I love Hook. Hook is super hot. But I like
the Snow. Sheriff, though, too.
I liked the Sheriff, too. Mm. I liked him a lot. I like Robin Hood. I like Belle. I like Ariel. I like them all. So, I like Belle a lot.
What about Granny?
I like Granny. And I like Ruby.
Oh, yeah. Ruby's cool.
Who's red. I like the Charmings, too. I like Prince Charming and Snow White. And
they're married in real life, and they have a kid.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They've met on the show.
Oh, that's fun. How adorable.
Right?
I like the dwarves. I mean, yeah. I love the whole cast.
Yeah.
I love that they have Pongo, the Dalmatian.
Oh, I love 101
Dalmatians. I know. Which surprised me. Like, I wish they would bring Cruella de Vil, right? Like, that would be so cool if we could see Cruella de Vil.
Oh, she's got to be next.
I know. She's got to be next, right? I would think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. It's just really neat, so... Yeah, I love it. I love the show. The whole Peter Pan, I don't know how long you are. Have you watched all seasons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. The whole Peter Pan stuff was mind-blowing. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Like,
that kid who played Pan.
Oh, he was great. He was great, yes. But the whole twist with Pan being Rumpel's father was mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was so crazy. And then when Pan switched bodies with Henry and Henry in the box, oh my god.
Well, you know,
some of the writers and producers of Lost.
Lost, yeah, so I know. So now it makes me. Now I want to. Now maybe right. I want to go watch because Lost. That is,
this is Lost, yeah. but with
fairy tales.
With fairy tales. It's just like that.
That's fun.
It's the way it's shot. I mean, it looks just like Lost. That's what I really love about it. Speaking of Peter Pan, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
So, whatever her name is, Williams.
Allison Williams.
Yeah, she's playing Peter Pan in the live action version. There's another Peter Pan movie with a girl. Why is Peter Pan a girl?
There is a reason behind it. I know there is, and now I have to go look it up.
Because Peter?
I think it harkens back to, like, when it was a stage play. Like, they always got women to do it, I think, because they were lighter or something, and they were, I don't know. Why? I'm going to Google it, too.
I know, I've been thinking about that, and it's been bugging me.
And I know there's a reason behind it.
But in the movies, it's a guy.
Yeah. See, but, like,
I don't know. But in plays...
Why is Peter Pan usually played by a woman? This is from Slate.com. Hold on.
I do like Slate. They're reputable.
They are reputable.
They are reputable.
Okay.
If you guys
back
would like
in
to
1955,
join...
the network NBC did a live broadcast of the Broadway production starring Mary Martin. So that's why they did this.
Hold on. If you guys would like to join in on any of our conversations. Please do so. And we'll read your tweets and stuff on air. On our podcast.
Huh. Initially, the interests of a producer, the logistics of casting, and even English law may have played a part in the fact that women always play. After that, it became a tradition.
Yeah. Screwed tradition.
The backstory for the first stage productions, Broadway producer enthusiastically agreed to produce the play, and he made a couple of suggestions to the author. First, that it be titled simply Peter Pan. And which is different than what J.M. Barrie, the author, had called it.
What did she call it?
He called it. Barrie's working title for the play was The Great White Father.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which is what Barrie has the Indians call Peter. Second, the producer asked that in America the starring role of Peter be played by his protege, Maude Adams. He reasoned that a man would be wrong for the part, and if they cast a boy, the other children would have to be scaled down in proportion. English law prohibited the use of minors under 14 on stage after 5 p.m., so a woman it was.
That's not good enough for me. They should call it Petra Pan or something like that.
Well, I can understand.
It's 2014.
I don't think it needs to still be a woman. Absolutely not. I mean, especially with the wonderful children actors that are out there, some kid can play Peter Pan, I guess it's just a traditional stage thing. And since this is a live production, essentially, you know, it's a stage production. I guess they wanted to stick to tradition, but I don't think it's necessary, but whatever. Hmm. Anyway, that's your history lesson.
Look at you. Look at you. You taught us something this time.
I remember hearing that, I think, way long time ago, perhaps when I was in theater. So.
All right, your theater background.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
all right.
Do you think you're going to watch that Peter Pan?
I'm more likely to watch the Peter Pan than I was Sound of Music.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more like fairy tale-ish kind of stuff. Sound of Music was like. Well,
yeah, I was never a fan.
I did want to see it.
Sound of Music.
Like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. I love Carrie Underwood, but I just don't see her as a like a Broadway person.
Remember when back? I mean, there were rumors that Kristen Bell was up for Peter Pan. She would have been so.
Oh my god!
Good.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
So hard if it was Kristen Bell in it, but
you know,
Allison Williams, does she even sing? I'm assuming she does. Well, Peter Pan doesn't sing, does he?
I don't think so. I just remember Hook. In the cartoon.
Yeah, me too.
There wasn't any singing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Anyway, I'm sure that that airs around Christmas, because that's when Sound of Music came out, so it'll be around the holidays.
Yeah.
So look for that, y'all, if you're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all the TV news we have. Correct? All
right. So we need to talk about some sad news, and everyone's been talking about it. We're
not going to move into movies?
We're talking about Joan Rivers.
I thought we were doing that after movies.
No, I thought you said we're doing it before movies.
No, I thought you said...
Oh, I see where this is
I'm
going.
I'm pretty Kitty, sure I asked you. Oh. Do you want to talk about Joan Rivers after?
Look where I have
no,
it.
No, no. I said, do you want to? I said, okay. Do you want to talk about this it after it all comes, of the other stuff?
This is what it comes down to. She wants more wine, so that's why she wants to move it past movies. So see, I can see through your wine glass, and I can see what you want. So, all right, everyone, we'll move on to movie news so we can stop and get her some more wine. You wino. We're back with movie news. Kitty's now really in the bag.
Whatever.
And you made me open a different bottle of wine. Well, we...
I didn't make you do anything.
But if anyone comes in this house, they're going to think we went through four bottles of wine.
I know.
There were three bottles that were half...
Half full. Half empty.
And two of them... So we were four bottles up there. We didn't open one of them except the new one, which the bottle is still not empty. And there are four empty bottles because we had to dump two of them out.
They were pretty bad. Yeah, because they'd probably been sitting out for a while. So
pretty bad.
Yeah.
And we apologize. We should never let wine go bad. But it happens, I guess.
Y'all have so much of it.
I know. That's true. But now we're on our wine and chocolate and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, hope you're feeling better.
I do.
Okay, so we'll do Joan Rivers at the end. Okay, good, even though it was after TV news, but whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, before we get to the big news that we have to talk about, not much in movie news this time, but our favorite movie this summer is the number one movie this summer, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I mean, kicking ass.
Still kicking ass.
I kind of want to see it again.
I do, too. There really hasn't been much that came out since that.
No.
You know?
I did kind of want to see Ninja Turtles just to see it.
See how bad it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I think I'll wait for video. Unless, I'll go if you go. I'm not going to go on myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
But, speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, there was word that the next round of... And I can't find my stupid article right now. But anyway, the James Gunn. Damn it.
There it is.
he said that he's going to introduce more... James Gunn. I knew it. He was going to introduce more female characters into Guardians of the Galaxy and the sequels. So, I like it. I like it a lot.
That would be fun.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the Guardians, so that's even better.
Yep, no idea. But yeah, I loved that movie, and so I'm definitely on board for the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was fun. Fun.
Yeah, so, and I still am waiting on my Dancing Groot.
Oh, did you order one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm going to sit him right here
on
my desk.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see him.
And he's
going to
dance.
I can't wait to see him dance.
Through our podcast.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should go see that movie again.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Before summer's officially over.
Right.
Even though it feels like it's over here.
I know. Stupid weather.
I know. Anyway, Horrible Bosses 2 is coming out. They put out a new trailer about it.
And you didn't even finish the first one?
No.
Why not?
I wasn't that into it. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
The whole thing.
It just really wasn't.
I love when Jennifer Aniston plays nasty, dirty women.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
like
it was funny.
The Millers.
Yeah. I love the We Are the Millers. Actually, it was very funny.
Right.
But I didn't hate Horrible Bosses, but I didn't love it. I do like Charlie Day. And I love Jason Sudeikis and Jason Bateman. I love all of them, but.
I can't believe you didn't watch the end. It was a good twist. How in the news, this new trailer, they were murderers. They weren't good at murdering or whatever.
I'm trying to remember how much I saw. Kevin Spacey, right?
Colin Farrell. And Jennifer Aniston. They were the horrible bosses.
I don't remember how far along I watched it, but maybe I'll go back and watch it.
You're not going to go back and watch it.
No, I won't.
I love how you say that. And you think I believe you. I don't at all. You have a lot more to watch than going back and watching that.
I know, this is true. Although, I mean, the trailer does look, for the second one, looks pretty good. So, I like
Charlie Day.
I love Charlie Day.
And Jason Jacobs.
Yeah, they're all funny people. Hilariously funny people. And I love Jennifer Aniston, so, yeah.
And Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, who's always funny.
Who we're going to see in a couple weeks in the new movie with Tina Fey.
Yes! I can't wait for that to come out.
This is where I leave you.
Yeah, it looks so good. Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
I'm interested to see a little more of Adam Driver. Mm-hmm. Since he is going to be huge in the new Star Wars movie.
This is true. I mean, besides Girls, what else has he been in? Do you know? Because he looks familiar to me. I'm a IMDb.
Him?
That's the one I'm going to be
writing. But yeah, I'm interested to see a little bit more of his range and
what he can play.
Yeah. It has such a great cast. Connie Britton, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. That's all I know. That's all, yeah.
If it has Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, and Connie Britton.
Yep. I mean, yeah.
And Jason Bateman.
Sold.
Done.
That's all I need to know. Really.
Yeah.
Well, he was on SVU. Maybe that's where I recognize him.
You watch SVU?
I used to. And I watched the reruns when they do the marathon sometimes on USA.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Nothing.
Yeah. He's busy with Star Wars right now.
But, yeah.
And girls, so.
He's fixing to become a giant star because of Star Wars, so.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Huge. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I guess, sir, I mean, I don't want to give too many spoilers. I mean, we don't even know if they're spoilers, but, you know, they're still.
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot of Star Wars news recently, have we?
Well, we do know that they have resumed filming.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Harrison Ford is back.
He's back. He's good. That's
and
good.
So they've resumed filming.
I bet they're being extra careful with him from now on.
Right. And with anyone.
Yeah.
Now, you can't afford for anyone
No one to get hurt. Sick, hurt. Yeah, no, right. Exactly. You already pushed production back. How long was it? 8 weeks or something?
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, spoiler alert, kind of, but we really don't know if this is right or not. So there are rumors out there that Luke is actually going to turn into the bad guy.
Really?
Right. And he's going to be the bad guy throughout the new trilogy.
Really?
Right. I don't buy it. I feel like Luke's...
Why would you do that? Because he's Luke Skywalker. Right.
Well, and because his father saved him. Like, I think that's good. I think that's a good place to end that. I still think it's going to be one of the kids.
Yeah. One of the kids makes more sense to me than turning Luke into a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another rumor is that, obviously, Daisy is, I mean, she will be Han and Leia's daughter.
Even though they're not saying that
she
yet.
She is going to be Han and Leia's
daughter. Yeah.
If she's not, that's, something's wrong. Something's really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it looks like, so she is their daughter. And then there's, what's the name of the other? Crystal Clark. Yeah, Crystal Clark. The rumor is that she is Lando Calrissian's daughter. So that's how she's going to factor in.
Okay.
But John Boyega is apparently just a stormtrooper or something that decides he doesn't want to be part of it.
Stormtrooper.
He wants to... He falls in love, I guess, with Daisy or something like that. And then they go off and find out what's going on with, with Luke. Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to hear more about it. I hope December we at least get some kind of teaser, trailer, something. Even if it's...
I bet.
Even if it's...
It has.
10
what?
Seconds
no,
of footage.
No, it's not coming out till 2016?
Next December.
Next December, that's right. Okay.
But...
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah.
They... Even if we don't get a name of what it's going to be called, just 10 seconds of flashes of something.
Something.
Yeah. And then Star Wars. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Most everyone goes to
to see the previews.
Right.
Yeah.
And they also go during the holidays. So
yes.
So always those movies.
Yes, exactly.
So, and we have the final Hobbit movie comes out.
Mm-hmm, Final Hobbit.
Hobbit.
The next Hunger Games
Hunger
comes
Games.
Out in November.
So many
opportunities. There's so many big movies they could definitely do a trailer with, a teaser, and people would see it. So,
yeah.
I know.
So.
Mm.
All right. I think that's really
That's all the movie news.
That's all of our movie
now
news.
Now we can get to Joan Rivers.
Okay. Oh, Joan.
Oh, Joan. Hmm. Like I was telling you earlier, I just can't. It's so weird to think that she's actually gone because it's just not. I just never really thought of Joan Rivers dying.
Right.
So, you know, and it's sad that it happened the way it did, you know, so.
And kind of, sort of ironic a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Because she went in for a procedure that had nothing to
do with her plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
It's just like, and she apparently, from what we understand, she just felt her voice was getting a little bit more raspy. Mm-hmm. She wanted to get it checked out. She wanted to see if there were nodes on it, whatever, whatever. And somebody's going to get sued, as we talked earlier.
They haven't determined yet what caused her death, correct?
Well,
caused her to slip into a coma?
Obviously something happened.
Something happened in the procedure, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
But
this is sad. I mean, very sad. Did you watch the documentary?
No.
Oh my gosh, no. It's so good. It's so good. And the fact that all the things that she went through in her career and life, and I mean, crazy. The fact that you know, Johnny Carson gave her a break.
Mm-hmm.
He thought she was the next best thing. He loved, you know, everything was fantastic. And then she got to be so good. I mean, she was the main fill-in for Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, Fox was like, we're gonna take you. You're going to be the first female late night talk show host. And so, you know, she went to Carson and he wrote her off. He banned her from the Tonight Show and he never spoke to her again.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
What?
I know. What?
Never spoke to her ever again. And then, you know, Jay Leno continues the ban.
I know.
Why? He's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a douche. I never liked Jay Leno.
No. But then, of course, Jimmy Fallon broke the band.
Who's amazing.
And
yeah.
He gave a really... I listened to how he paid tribute. Yeah. He didn't play any clips. He said, those clips aren't going to do her justice. She was one of the funniest people I know. But he said, on my first night, I had several people come out and throw $100 bills at me because they lost the bet that I ended up with the Tonight Show or whatever. So, you know, you had Tina Fey and a couple others and... He's like, you know, we called Joan and we're like, you're back. If you want to come on the Tonight Show. And she came in. And so anyway, they're going through. And he said that when it was her turn, she came out and she came up to him. And, you know, they were hugging or whatever. And she just started crying.
Aww.
And they figured out it was to the day 47 years.
That's crazy.
Since she debuted on the Tonight Show or something like some crazy anniversary. And like, so it's like. At least she had that moment before
she passed.
And I also loved how there was actually a friend, acquaintance on Facebook that had posted something a little negative about Joan. Like, I can't believe people were giving her all these tributes. She was just a mean, mean person. And I was just like, unfollow.
Uh-huh.
Like, seriously, he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't know much. He didn't know much about it. I mean, he wasn't very.
Yeah.
But it was just like. She didn't apologize. Like, she was a comedian.
She's a comedian, yeah.
You can't take yourself so seriously.
No.
I mean, she pushed the line. I mean...
Yeah.
She was on the edge. But you know what? She didn't apologize for anything. And I totally respect her for that. Good for
her.
And
she didn't discriminate against anybody. She made fun of everybody.
Right.
So, you know, she was... Yeah, I mean... The only reason I ever watched Fashion Police on E! Every once in a while is because of Joan Rivers, because she was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You need to watch the documentary.
Yeah, I do want to watch the documentary.
It will blow your mind.
Yeah.
She was always, always, always working. Always.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yeah. Yeah, it's just sad. I mean, first Robin Williams and now Joan Rivers. It's like you lost two titans in the comedy community. So it's a little... Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But, and then some of the other late night hosts paid tribute. David Letterman's was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel's was, I thought, really funny. He played a clip one of the last times she was on his show. And he had asked her, because Melissa has a 13-year-old son, Connor, I think. Anyway, so he had asked about, oh, you know, how's
you know, how's Connor, blah, blah, blah. What do you want him to be when he grows up? And she's like, gay. She's like, I want him to be so excited to know that I knew Judy Garland. You know, she's like, I want him to be gay.
Oh, that's funny.
So, I mean, it was so good. Oh, but, you know, I mean, she was so funny. I remember her in The Muppets Take Manhattan. She was the Macy's counter lady, and Piggy came up to the counter.
I don't remember that part, but...
Yeah, the department store counter, yeah. So, I mean, I remember watching clips of her from The Tonight Show and stuff like that. I mean,
Yeah, I do too, I remember. You
she know. Was definitely... I know they say that about a lot of people, but she was ahead of her time.
Oh yeah, like, absolutely.
I mean, she definitely 100% opened the door.
Yeah,
for absolutely. All these other female
for
comedians.
For female comedians. Absolutely, yeah, I agree.
And another crazy thing is, I was listening to the satellite radio. Chelsea Handler is the only other female to have a late night talk show host or late night talk show. Joan Rivers and Chelsea Handler. It's 2014.
That's the only. You're right.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
It makes no sense.
And we keep hiring straight white guys to do their, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean. But anyway, so I've been listening to a lot of stuff on satellite radio, just interviews with her. And it's just like, wow. I mean, she was so good.
Yeah.
And 81, just sharp.
I know.
So sharp.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. It is sad.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, I mean, you guys probably have seen it. But anyway, I definitely highly, highly recommend watching the documentary.
The documentary, is it on Netflix?
Yep.
Or, it is? Okay.
That's where I watched it. I think it was only like an hour and a half. I mean, it's quick.
Okay.
Piece of work.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to
watch that.
It is just the first 10 seconds, you'll be blown away. How they started it. So good and clever. And you're like, oh my God, she is... She's letting you into everything because you see her without everything.
Oh, yeah.
The first few seconds. And it builds. Like, it's a time lapse.
Well, now I want to go home and watch it right now.
It's so good.
You make a note to myself to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. Anyway, guys, I think we're wrapping up. So
I think that's it.
Follow us on Twitter at Gal and Gay.
Or Facebook at Gal and Gay. Also, email us at galandgay@gmail.com. So... Yeah, that's it. Promise we won't wait so long to do another podcast.
Right.
Why do you look at me like it's my fault?
It was your
fault.
It's
not my fault.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. More wine. Cheers. Anyway, all right. Thanks, guys. Hey, and again, always reach out to us.
Please.
Comment.
Yeah, please comment, email us, Facebook us, all that jazz. And please go to iTunes and rate us. We'd love to hear from you if you like us or not. So, yeah, please do that. And that's it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Until next time. Goodbye.
Bye.